And the reason I use the streaming service, see, you have a device and there's stuff going into it that you can't see at all. And it is light, okay? It's just a spectrum of light, like Gary said last week, frequency. It's a spectrum of light that you can't see. But that streaming of light that you can't see is filled with information. And that information is coded in such a way that your device can take those symbols and those words and those numbers. And when you get down to computers, it's just all two numbers, but they're going so fast, right? That's amazing. But it happens. So you have a device that you can see and hear out from something that you can neither see nor hear. Is that a perfect explanation of the kingdom of God or not? And then I'm going like, duh. Then we call this applied physics, okay? It's an absolute reality. You've all experienced it. Some of you are experiencing right now. You're all experiencing these things. We have all experienced these things. We know that they are true of a certainty. Because there's something we can touch, we can see, we can work. And you can take that, quote, analogy, only it's really not an analogy. It's simply another end of the spectrum. Because when it comes to the knowledge of God and the power of God, it is hyperbolo. It exceeds physical reality or human knowledge. Paul wrote in Ephesians 3 and said that in experiencing this purposeful good will of God, your faith will become rooted and grounded in that experience that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge. That's exactly what should be happening to you. I know it's been working itself into me big time. This light, what we were talking about last week, contains this information. This light is also at a spectrum that you don't normally, it can be apparent, okay? But normally we don't see it. They saw it on the Mount of Transfiguration, remember? It's like, whoa, Paul saw it up close and personal and went around when he couldn't see for a few days. So it can be made apparent, but generally speaking, in this room right now, there's all kind of light that we can't see. And shining into you is also the light of life. It's the light that is the Word of God, not the Word on the page, the Word that exists, period. That was there in the beginning, and I'll get to the fifth verse, okay? And the light, phino, the light shines. Present, indicative, active. Over and over. That's why I use the word streaming service, okay? It's going on over and over. Right now, right this second, this light of life is being shined out. And it says into the darkness, and we're going to get there in a little while. And the darkness couldn't, and last week we worked with, in fact, I said lambano. It's kind of lambano. I said lambano last week. Couldn't overcome it, overcame it not. And that was past tense, right? We're going to see something else there because we've talked about this. Am I going too fast for y'all? Is this hard to follow? I'm sorry, it's just all in there. We talked about for years with Kata Lambano, where we're talking about overcoming or we're talking about comprehending, right? So we're going to spend a little time there. But we're down to the fifth verse. That the light flashes out all the time in the darkness. The darkness, we said, overcame it not. This is an absolute reality. What is in the life of men is in this light, and this light is flashing out, and we, being men and women and children, we are a device that can pick this up. Y'all wanna take a walk on the wild side for a second? Okay. Bonnie does, we'll do it, okay? Julie's going, oh no, please don't. When you look at a, I was talking to my friend who's very familiar with computer stuff. When you look at a computer code, you see predominantly three different things. And the way God does stuff, I don't think that's an accident, right? You see three different things. You see symbols that have meaning. You see numbers that will have meaning. And then you see words, right? So if you go, like a website, you go into the source on a website, you're going to see all these lines of code. And those are the three things you're going to see. You're going to see symbols, you're going to see numbers, and you're also going to see words. And when you click on your laptop, your phone, whatever, that code, stay with me, the code tells the device what to do, right? Same, that's a program, okay? Think of yourself. You are spirit, you are soul, mind, you are body. This light, y'all having fun yet? This light is the life of men. Not just part of the life, all of it. So that would mean that this light that's being shined out, that contains this life that's going into men, that's shining forth into men. I heard that. Listen, Jesus said, the one who receives me, right? John wrote and Paul wrote, you have to believe into him. Right? So this is absolutely current, okay? The way I'm giving it out to you will give you a picture, okay? I can't tell you exactly which is what, but let's continue, okay? If you want the word, let's go back to the web. If you want the word to appear on the page, you simply don't put any symbols around it.